This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, September 3rd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Downley. Here's today's headlines. Avian flu reaches California. Trump on China and tariffs. Cook completes fertilizer merger. Avian influenza spreads to California. Three California dairy herds have been infected with highly pathogenic avian influenza, bringing the number of states where HPAI has been detected now to 14. The California Department of Food and Agriculture says no people have been infected with the virus. We have been preparing for this possibility since earlier this year when HPAI detections were confirmed at dairy farms in other states, CDFA Secretary Kieran Ross says. Our extensive experience with HPAI and poultry has given us ample preparation and expertise to address this incident with worker health and public health as our top priorities. This is a tough time for our dairy farmers given the economic challenges they're facing in a dynamic market, so I want to assure them that we're approaching this incident with the utmost urgency. Animal movement being tracked and evaluated as are other potential introduction pathways. Additional testing will be prioritized according to epidemiologic risk. Trump, I'll have a good relationship with China. Former President Donald Trump insists he'll have a good relationship with China if he gets a second term. At the same time, he continues to defend his proposals to increase tariffs. At a Fox News interview this weekend with Mark Levin, Trump said he had a great relationship as president with Chinese President Xi Jinping. In a second term, quote, I think we'll have a good relationship with China, and I think we'll have a good relationship with everybody. He repeated his long-standing position that China had taken advantage of us, and why shouldn't they? I mean, if we were stupid enough to let them do it, they made hundreds of billions of dollars a year, and I put massive tariffs on them. Nobody got any money from China, but I got hundreds of billions of dollars from China. Trump also insisted, as he has many times before, that tariffs are taxes on other countries, not Americans. Tariffs are paid by importers, of course, not exporters. If you look at William McKinley, who was actually a great president, he made the country rich. It's probably the richest we ever were, relatively. But he taxed countries for coming in and taking our jobs, for bringing us their product, for taking away our factories. It's not a tax on people. Keep in mind, President Joe Biden kept Trump's tariffs on China in place and has even raised some of those. Cook completes acquisition of Iowa fertilizer plant. Cook Ag and Energy Solutions has successfully completed its $3.6 billion acquisition of an Iowa fertilizer plant, despite competition advocates' previous calls for the Federal Trade Commission and Justice Department to block the merger. With last week's acquisition, Cook now owns the 3.5 million metric ton capacity nitrogen fertilizer and diesel exhaust fluid plant, which is located in Weber, Iowa. It was previously owned by OCI Global. This acquisition marks another significant investment in the growth of our fertilizer business, Cook Ag and Energy Solutions President Mark Letters says in a release. In the past 15 years, we have invested $2 billion in our North American production facilities to enhance reliability, expand production, and improve logistics to our customers. This investment enhances our ability to serve customers long-term by providing additional flexibility to adapt to their nitrogen preferences. The National Farmers Union, Farm Action, the Open Markets Institute, RCAF USA, and 18 other groups had called on federal antitrust regulators to halt the purchase. Those groups complained in a letter that the deal would further consolidate the fertilizer sector. They noted OCI Global built the plant using an estimated $245 million in state and local funding and $300 in federal tax incentives only 6 years before the merger took place. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Edge says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Colorado wolf herd to be moved following livestock depredation incidents. Colorado wildlife officials are relocating a recently reintroduced wolf pack after reports of livestock depredations, the state's Parks and Wildlife Agency says. State wildlife officials in December captured 10 gray wolves from Oregon, released them on public land in Summit and Grand counties with the hopes of creating a permanent wolf population of the state. Since then, the agency has confirmed wolves have killed or injured 17 calves, 12 sheep, 11 cattle, and 3 dogs. That according to an AgriPulse count of reported depredations. The ultimate goal of the operation is to relocate the pack to another location while we assess our best options for them to continue to contribute to the successful restoration of wolves in Colorado. That Colorado Parks and Wildlife Director Jeff Davis in a statement. Feed supplier blames Oklahoma horse deaths on faulty feed. A livestock feed company found that a load of feed delivered to an Oklahoma rodeo company that contained a toxic antibiotic is likely cause of the death of a dozen horses. About 40 to 70 horses at Butler and Son Rodeo Company in Elk City, Oklahoma died in late August. After testing the feed sent to the company, Livestock Nutrition Center said it contained monacin, which can be toxic to horses. The company, which supplies livestock feed across several states, said this is an isolated incident likely occurred after a failed cleanout procedure and sensor malfunction. No other feed from the company is tainted and is safe for animal consumption, Livestock Nutrition Center said in a statement. The feed supplier says it's working with the Oklahoma and Kansas agriculture departments and the FDA to find the cause of the contamination and take any necessary corrective action. Sheep production and marketing grants are available. USDA is accepting applications through September 30th for $300,000 in grant money available through its Sheep Production and Marketing Grant Program. Projects funded by this program will help build and support the infrastructure needed to ensure sustainable sheep production and enhanced marketing of U.S. sheep products for years to come, said USDA Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, Jenny Lester Moffitt. Here's today's final word. One of every three U.S. farms has at least one beef cow, that according to USDA's Economic Research Service. Altogether, more than 622,000 farms had at least one beef cow. 55% of those farmers had fewer than 20 at the end of 2022. The Economic Research Service says, quote, unlike other sectors in which farms are becoming larger, a relatively high percentage of beef cow-calf enterprises are still small scale. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, September 3rd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Alley.